The college football experience, Utah Utes at the Florida Gators game preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by SGPN Fantasy. Yes, dominate your draft with the free SGPN draft kit. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft kit. And don't forget, we got the free roll football contest. Yes, it is back and better than ever. $5,000 is up for grabs in our NFL contest, and $1,500 is up for grabs in our brand new college football contest. Sign up exclusively in our Discord. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. Once again, that is sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord.
This is Jim Mora, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes! Woo-hoo! Welcome to the college football experience. Utah Utes at the Florida Gators game preview episode. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
I think this is the best game we got on Saturday. You can keep the Notre Dame, Ohio State. I mean, that's a good game, but I'm just saying, I think it's going to be a blowout. Then we got what? Oregon at Georgia in a neutral site game, which is nonsense. Nah, I don't like it playing that filthy dome. Maybe if it was between the hedges, I think this one here is the game that I want to see the most come Saturday. The Utah Utes traveling all the way to Gainesville, Florida to take on the Gators. This game is awesome. And yeah, I mean, I think this is a big time matchup. We're going to learn a lot about both teams. Obviously Utah coming in with a ton of hype after last season, and then Florida, you know, just 2 years ago, they were in the SEC championship. Dan Mullen gone, you know, which was a bit surprising. Looked like the team quit on them last year, but you know, either way, I think it's going to be very interesting because Billy Napier, we're seeing him, you know, first game in the swamp, first game against a ranked opponent, because, you know, and I feel like we should probably start there, but first let me just get this going.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
This is an awesome game. This is the Utah Utes in the swamp. Yes, if you listen to the college football experience, well, we try to, you know, pay homage to the places that make college football so unique. All right, we don't like those corporate NFL games like the Oregon Georgia game in the dome. Get that shit out of here. The LSU game in the Superdome against Florida State. No, play that in Baton Rouge. Clemson, Georgia Tech, not at Bobby Dodd, but that stupid Falcon Stadium. No, we don't like that. But I can tell you what we do like. We like the swamp. All right, because it's absolutely fantastic. We want that. We want the backyard brawl. We want all that makes college football unique. And this is one of them. You got this team heading cross country, stepping way out of their realm. I mean, how hot is it going to be in Florida? I am surprised it is a night game, but this place is going to be rocking. The humidity is going to be going crazy, I would imagine, for those Utes that are not used to Florida heat. Although I'm sure some of those players on that roster are from Florida. This game's awesome, and I, like I said, charts number one on my Saturday watch. Number one in general for week one would be the Backyard Brawl, but number two would be Utah, Florida absolutely fantastic game. And I guess let's start here. Utah was pretty great last year once Cameron Rising became the starting quarterback, which happened in the second half of the San Diego State game, which they lost, right? In overtime in Carson, California. So, you know, after that, it was smooth sailing for the most part. They tripped up in Corvallis, but I think it's essential that we mention Utah was 0-3 on the road last year against winning teams. Now, a game and a half of that was with Charlie Brewer against BYU, and I think the first half or the first three quarters against San Diego State. But I still believe that Utah, as much as I am a Kyle Whittingham guy, as much as I love the Utes program and what they do, I still think they're not the greatest road team. So now Florida was 6-7 last year, so they were not a winning team. So there's that angle, but I think they're probably a little bit better than 6-7. Just seemed like the team kind of quit on them at the South Carolina game. But I think that's intriguing, because even if you go back before that, 1-4 in their last five on the road are the Utah Utes against teams with a winning record. The road is the hardest place to win in college football, and I think that's when you chase the trend, which we have done for years on the College Football Experience, of the top teams in the country, for the most part, they don't play that many road games, especially not back-to-back road games. So there is a little bit of a pyramid scheme to college football, as much as we love it. You know, that is frustrating, because I don't really know necessarily if you're getting the best teams in the nation, because they are not playing tough road games where certain teams are. But yes, Utah has had their struggles on the road, and I think that's a concern coming into this game, because hey, Cameron Rising really hasn't won at a tough road game at a place where you know the atmosphere is going to be crazy. So there is that. Then you have Billy Napier. I still wonder about this hire. Yes, did he do a fantastic job at Louisiana? Sure. But he also had the number one, like the talent from a recruiting standpoint was number one in the Sun Belt. So they should have been winning Sun Belt championships. But if you look at last season with Louisiana, and I found this stat to be pretty amazing here, it was a veteran team. It was a veteran team. They were 7-0 in one score games at Louisiana last year. That's pretty incredible. That's really incredible. My concern is what the teams were. One of them was an FCS team that was 6-5, the Nichols Colonels. Another was Georgia Southern, who was a 3-win team. Another was South Alabama, who was a 5-win team. Another was Arkansas State, who was a 2-win team. Another was Georgia State. Okay, they were a bowl team. Okay. And then the final two, ULM was not a good team last year. I think they had what, 4 wins, and then App State in the Sun Belt Championship. Now App State was good, but that is room for concern when you consider some of the worst teams in the conference. They were barely getting by. A 1-point win against Arkansas State, a 2-point win against South Alabama, a 3-point win against Nichols. That's concerning to me. And I wonder if he is the right guy for the job. Yes, maybe he can recruit better than Dan Mullen, but you still have to coach. Dan Mullen was a pretty damn good coach. See, the chat is fired away. Shout out to Matty Ice says, let's go Utes. Got Lane Elliott saying, I already took Utah at -2.5. What's up? What are the Utah helmets? I don't know if I've seen them yet. Are they new ones? Send them to me. I saw West Virginia's today, but I did not see the new Utah ones. This is a compelling matchup, because Napier, the seat might be a little bit hot if you lose this game, and you have Kentucky on deck, who's projected to be really good. I know Kentucky, though, I think has a lot of suspensions for the first couple games of the season, so maybe that'll work out. But you would hate to see Napier go 0-2, because you know you saw with Harsin last year. You would hate to see this thing turn into a dumpster fire really quick. But I think this game is absolutely those points I just made, I think, make it really, really compelling, because I don't know how good of a coach he really is. And I think Kyle Whittingham, I think, is a damn good football coach. Normally on the line of scrimmage, his teams win the line of scrimmage. I feel like that's been his forte. And then I always know he's just a really good coach. I feel like majority of the time, I think there was one year they had a down special teams, but he always has a great special teams. He had at one point he had a great bowl record, facing great up. I mean, he beat Nick Saban in the Sugar Bowl in what, 08. They had an undefeated season there. He beat Jim Harbaugh in Michigan. I think they swept Michigan, so they fared well out of conference. They've had BYU's number for the most part. I know last year was the one exception. So that, to me, the clear cut coaching edge we know is Kyle Whittingham. Now the atmosphere, I think, could be why you lose this bet if you're betting on the Utes, is because the Swamp is one of the best atmospheres in all of college football. And that's awesome. This game is awesome because of that. But I could totally see Cameron Rising struggling to throw the ball. Remember, they're replacing Britton Covey. Britton Covey was a they used him in like a Swiss Army knife, in my opinion. Like, they would do jet sweeps to him. Obviously, he was a good receiver as well. And then the kick return and the punt return game. Like, he was a huge X factor for them. Obviously, you know, they lose Sewell and Devin Lloyd on defense. But I think I don't panic that much on the defensive side of the ball. But Covey was a gamer, and I do think that's a huge loss. Can they find someone to fill that void? The special teams, though, you know, for the most part, I do think Whittingham has always been a cutting edge special teams or a head coach that had great special teams. I should say that's going to play an X factor. Florida's got a freshman kicker. Utah's got the more experienced kicker. Maybe a return could be huge, you know, in this matchup. So, let's hop into it, because I'm really excited for this matchup. And Utah had the 19th best run defense last year in the nation, 19th, and their schedule, by the way, you know, Utah didn't really give themselves. They pretty much had 11 tough opponents that were, power five worthy. I would say San Diego State obviously is not a power five team, but they're pretty damn good. So I do think those stats align, you know, they're probably even better than that based on them playing 11 power five worthy teams. Florida's actually was interesting too, because Florida, they were a better run team than I think you think most Dan Mullen teams are. I think the line of scrimmage is going to be a huge X factor in this game, because you look at what the Gators will do now. Anthony Richardson, AR-15, is the quarterback here. This is his chance to have a coming out party against a great defense and a well-coached defense. I think regardless of the outcome on this game, Utah's defense is going to be chomping at the bit to get Anthony Richardson. Now, can Anthony Richardson, who was kind of shaky in his performances last year, obviously we know he's a talented guy, but that's going to be a big storyline in this game. And if they can get the run game going, obviously Richardson's kind of a dual threat. So Richardson, obviously the new OC is Rob Sale. The running game, Naquan Wright, Montrell Johnson. The Montrell Johnson comes over from Louisiana. Can they get this established against a Utah D line that I think is pretty damn good? So, I think that is the big X factor for Florida to win this game. Home crowd, sure. But can they have success running the ball? Because if they don't, I don't think Anthony Richardson's good enough to just pick you apart yet, so far that I've seen. So I think that's the fear there, is that if Utah just shuts down the run game, and I worry about the line of scrimmage for Florida on both sides of the ball. I think if you were to analyze the Gators as a team, the clear-cut weakness, or at least it's unproven, I should say, it might not be the weakness from a recruiting side of things, but the offense and defensive line seem to be the biggest question marks on the team. And that does not fare well against a Utah Ute team, where Kyle Whittingham has pretty much been known for being very sound on the line of scrimmage. Doesn't matter that the year, but the Swamp is the Swamp. And maybe they can get the pass game going. Ricky Pearsall transfers in from Arizona State. I know he was dinged up in camp. We'll see his status. I think he's going to be okay. Justin Shorter, Xavier Henderson. So maybe the pass game, if the run game can open up the pass game, maybe the Gators can run away with this thing. But I'll say this. Utah was like I said, a top 20 team against the run. They bring in a Florida transfer at linebacker who was a damn good player with the Gators and Muhammad Diabite. Yes, like I said, that Lloyd and Sewell are gone. They're going to have to find a way to make that work, but they do have the reigning Pac-12 freshman of the year and defensive tackle Junior Tafuna. Morgan Scalley is a very good defensive coordinator. I think he can really potentially give Anthony Richardson some problems. The pass defense was the weaker side of the defense for the Utes last year. So maybe AR-15 will have to go to the air, but it still wasn't a bad pass defense. It was still a top half pass defense. 60th is where they charted, 27th overall as a defense. But like I said, the run game, 13th in the nation against the run. Or I'm sorry, 19th in the nation against the run. But Utah was 13th in the nation at running the ball. Well, guess what Florida's problem was? Rush defense. They were 85th in the country in rush defense. Now, I don't know how you look at those stats. You could say, you know, they quit on the team. They're better than that. Perhaps. I also know Samford lit them up in the air. But I think that's something to pay attention to there, is that the line of scrimmage, I think, really favors the Utah Utes. I don't know. I think, like, to me, your game plan, if you're a Gator fan, is can you establish the run? If you establish the run and use Anthony Richardson as a dual threat to really be a pain in the ass for the Utes, and you let your home environment, maybe you make some key plays in special teams, maybe that will guide you to victory there. For Utah, I think it's just controlling the line of scrimmage and not making dumb plays, being able to handle the crowd noise. Like, I almost think if you're Utah, you want to come into it with kind of a conservative mindset, because I think on the line of scrimmage, you have the advantage offensively and defensively. So to me, if you can just come out there and play mistake-free football and maybe not even take chances, maybe just keep, you know, keep pounding the rock. And I know they got two stud tight ends with the Utes. So maybe their plan is Cameron Rising. I know he was, what, 63% last year, and really impressed even in that Rose Bowl. But I think, you know, getting the ball to their running backs, you know, last year they had two pretty good running backs. If they can have success there, and then their tight ends and go play action with two really good tight ends in Kuth and Dalton Kincaid, and let Tavion Thomas beat you. And I think that's your formula for Utah. We're going to talk what Vegas is expecting out of this game in a bit here. I see everyone in the chat. Appreciate you hopping on there. AR-15 should not be his nickname. Yeah, exactly. It should be. First, folks, let me tell you, we're going to get to over and unders, what you should be playing here, potential DFS plays. We're going to get to the spread and who we think is going to win this game. But before I do that, I got to get us paid. I want to tell you that the College Football Experience Utah Florida game preview is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. Yes, Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all the major sports books. You can also compare the different signup codes and promo codes from sportsbook to sportsbook to assure that you get the best deal possible. The app also provides player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather for bettors who make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so that bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity, which I love. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. We're also brought to you by the Free Roll Football Contest. Yes, it's here. And look, College Football Contest, we're giving away $1,500 up for grabs. NFL Contest, we're giving away 5 G's and a 2-night stay at the Wynn Las Vegas. That is all up for grabs. Sign up exclusively in our Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. And let me tell you, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord, best place to talk college football. Hop in there. We are always talking college football year round in there. So hop in there. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper's the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I know I do. It is a game changing product, unlike anything else in the industry. And now they have this brand new over under game, which is huge. It's absolutely huge. Actually, I'm going to try to pull up and see what we have going potentially for this game at the moment here. Yeah, I'm really excited for you select basically two or more players based on the over under and their stat projections. And if you hit on all of them, you can win from 2 times to over 20 times the amount of money you put in. So check this out. And right now, like I said, Sleeper, you gotta check this stuff out. It's gonna be, this is a very cool thing that they got going here in this app, where you can essentially, you know, like, perfect example is, let me click on the Thursday night game. Will Keaton Slovis throw for over 247 yards? Over. I like the over on that. No, actually, I probably like the under on that. Will JT Daniels throw for over 243? I probably like the over on that. So you select a few of those, and it's absolutely fantastic. So right now on your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Now, once again, that's promo code SGP, sleeper.com/SGP, and you'll get $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. And last but not least, we're brought to you by Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. And we've teamed up with Run Your Pool. We're hosting our own SGPN NFL Survivor Contest, free to enter. Hop in now to reserve your spot. We're giving away $500 cash and a $250 gift card to the SGPN store to the winner. Sign up today at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. All right, we are back talking. What I think is the best matchup on Saturday. Absolutely. And I know at this time slot on Saturday, it's just, there's so many good games on. But I do think this is the best one. I think this is the best one, but let me just hit you with what I mean. So at 4 o'clock, you got Utah, Florida. Army and Coastal Carolina are going on. I know maybe most aren't intrigued by that. I find that game highly entertaining. Two different variations of the option going at it. Then you also have the Notre Dame, Ohio State kicking off like 30 minutes later. So I mean, that's a huge game. All of that going on at once. There's a couple other nice matchups I like as well, but yeah, I mean, Utah, Florida, game of the day for me on Saturday. I'm an East Carolina guy, so ECU, NC State, right there with it. But checking out what they're calling for the weather right now. Now I don't know how they finagled this, but getting this to be a night game, huge. I think huge for. For the Utes. So now it's still going to be absolutely hot, and I don't know that they'll be ready for that type of heat. I don't know that you can sit there and practice in heat like that. However, getting it at night, I think slight advantage for the Utes, even though night game, the swamp, it's going to be rocking even more. WinBet currently has this line sitting at Utah -2.5. The money line is -145 for the Gators. The money line is +120. The over under, which by the way is brought to you by Sling. Want to tell you it's college football season, which means you need the unbeatable coverage of Sling TV, starting at $35 a month. Sling has all the biggest games on the biggest channels like ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, SEC Network, ACC Network, Fox, and the Big Ten Network, all for the best price. You can stream on any device, record up to 50 hours with included DVR space, and you can pause or change your service at any time. Check out sling.com for special offers. Sling, the live TV you love for a price you'll love. Try us today. So let me quickly, I just want to see what they're projecting exactly the weather in Gainesville come Saturday around kickoff time. So let's see what we got here. Well, first off, I think we may have a chance of rain. That could really play, I think, into Utah's favor. 95% humidity. I'm trying to check the exact. Yeah, I'm seeing like a decent chance of rain at that hour. Something to monitor DFS wise. Maybe you want to load up on, DFS wise, you might want to jump away from it. If it's in the rain, I don't know that you want to play AR-15 or Cameron Rising there. I think, I mean, maybe you go, maybe the play is to go with the ground game for both teams.
I don't know. Maybe you go with Naquan Wright. I don't know. I think that makes it a little bit tricky. Something to monitor as the game gets closer. But I'll tell you this, folks. Gun to my head, because I think this is a very hard game to cap. But based on it being in the swamp, if it's raining, I think it goes more to Utah. I think then the line should go up a little bit to like 3.5, 4. However, if it's not, I could totally see Florida winning this game. I am going to take Utah because I think Utah will win the line of scrimmage. Until I see otherwise, I need to see Florida. You know, they're kind of thin on the line of scrimmage from what we've heard, from what we've seen. So could we be totally wrong about that? Sure. Because we know the players they've recruited are decently talented and they brought in some guys from the portal from Louisiana. That could be real X factors in the line of scrimmage here, but until I see otherwise. And another thing is I'll take Cameron Rising over AR-15 right now. Cause I haven't seen AR-15 really dominate a game yet. I'll take Cameron Rising. Now the swamp makes it tricky. However, I got to take Kyle Whittingham over Billy Napier. So give me the Utah Utes. I'm going to lay the 2.5 and the over under is at 51. I lean over there. Obviously rain could alter that though, but I lean over. I think Utah's offense should be rolling. And I think even with let's say AR-15 is playing at a decent level, and I think they're going to try to spread the ball out with him. Maybe some option read stuff like that. Go back and study some of the film that Louisiana did with Levi Lewis. They would do stuff like that and try to get creative with his athleticism. So I expect them to try to do the same with AR-15, and perhaps he can have some success doing it. So give me the over. Give me Utah -2.5. And DFS wise, I think right now, who would be a player that I would want? I would say maybe you take a shot on. I would say I guess you probably want to go Cameron Rising, maybe as your play DFS wise. Maybe you go Tavion Thomas, you know. But I know they have a couple of capable backs back there. I think maybe Tavion Thomas makes the most sense. But I'm probably going to stay away. Listen to our DFS show we do every week. We'll be talking about that game and perhaps the weather. Folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience. All right. Because we do this for a lot of the key matchups every week. We talk college football year round. And also we talk, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience too. Cause we talk college basketball year round. We come together as one on YouTube as the College Experience. So youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Subscribe, tell a friend, folks. Appreciate you tuning in, and yeah, cannot wait for this game. Easily my number one play for Saturday, folks. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Hop in the Discord channel, talk some college football with us, and yeah, get the SGPN app. It's free in the App Store and Google Play Store. All right. Cannot wait for this one. I'm going with the Utah Utes and Kyle Whittingham. This would be a huge win. This might be the biggest win in Utah Ute football history. Maybe I know you had the undefeated season where you whooped up on Larry Fitzgerald and Pitt. Yeah, I know a few years later you had the undefeated season. You beat Saban in the Sugar Bowl. But of late, at least past decade, I think this might be the biggest game of the season or biggest game in the past decade of Utah football. Can't wait for it, but also Billy Napier. You lose this one, Kentucky's on deck. You don't want to start out 0-2. Fans might get crazy down there. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience. Utah Utes at Florida Gator style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
What the fuck did I do all the time? Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
You come into the best college football team in the land.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
Your back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or a portion?
Spinal.
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off!
Get my limousine! Right on 85! Get my Learjet! Woo! And take off! Watching right now, I'm 42,000 feet. He's on it.
They're begging us. Please. have a party. Beat us straight. Get us laid. Ow!
It's easy to see a tide turn.